Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. And Kevin, you'll be happy to know that I am fully boosted this week.
Good job. Way to go. Glad you got that done, and I hope everyone follows your lead.
Now listen to how easy this was. I was, as we all know, we've talked about this many times on the show, I go do my grocery shopping on Saturday morning. And I'm doing my shopping. I'm walking by the pharmacy of, I happened to be at DeJewel yesterday morning, which is, you know, connected with Osco Pharmacies. I go up to the counter and ask the pharmacist, are you guys doing booster shots here? And they said, yeah, all you got to just fill out this form. And show us your vaccination card and your ID, and we'll take care of it right away. No appointment needed, nothing. So I didn't have my vaccination card with me. I completed my shopping, went and got my vax card, came back, got the whole thing done in 10 minutes. Done.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Super
easy.
That's
awesome. Trying to make it as easy as we can for people, instead of going to the mass vaccination sites and making people wait in line,
Getting
it out into the community is certainly going to make it easier for people.
Yeah, yeah. Got my, we just filled out the form, and I had checked online at other places, other pharmacies, and at my doctor's office, and, you know, the wait time was like 2 weeks with some of these.
Yeah.
Online kind of deals. And that's what I expected was going to, when I asked the question at the Osco that I was at, the DeJewel Osco. But they said, no, just come right back. Let's make it as easy as possible. Done. I got a little bit of a sore arm today, but no other reaction, no other anything. So
That's great. DeJewel has been a great partner, Dean, also with flu vaccinations. If you get your flu shot at DeJewel, if I'm not mistaken, they give you a coupon for like 10% off your groceries.
I got that yesterday.
Yeah.
I got it yesterday.
How about that?
I did not get my flu shot because I was a little concerned about a possible.
Getting both. Yeah.
Well, I was concerned, you know, if I got a reaction, because that's all you hear about now, these nightmare reaction stories, which there was absolutely no reaction whatsoever for me. So I thought, I'll wait. I'll go back in a couple of days and get my flu shot, which is what I plan to do. But I did get my 10% off coupon also for my next shopping visit. So, you know, come for the vaccine, stay for the grocery discounts.
Hey, you know, if they're helping promote wellness in the community and they're a partner, I think it's great. Yeah. I think people should be appreciative.
It could not have been any easier. And a lot of people have been asking, you know, which store did you go to? It just so happens I went to the one that was right near WGN at Addison and Kedzie. But I think if you just, you know, go to any Osco pharmacy, I think that's the way that they are doing it. So check the one that's nearest to you. If you're interested in that, and if you qualify, you know, if you're eligible to get the vaccine right now, which now, as we learned through an announcement through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 5 to 11-year-olds are now eligible to get their Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. What are your thoughts on this? And I got to think it's nothing but positive, right?
Yeah, I think last week was such a great week for, I mean, I hate to say a great week for COVID, but it was, you know, for kids 5 to 11, people have the argument, oh, they're not going to get that sick. And that's true for the most part, but we don't want them to have long haulers. There's going to be some that will be hospitalized. But more importantly, they're going to stop and slow the spread of this so that we all can get rid of these masks. So I think it's great that it's out there now. I know my little nephew got it yesterday, and very proud of him. And I think that real important that parents get their kids vaccinated. They're coming home many times to patients who are vulnerable, grandparents. It's coming up to the holiday season. Let's make sure we're protecting everybody and slowing this spread as much as we can.
Yeah, that was my first thought with this, that, you know, last year, you know, what we heard about is I couldn't go see my parents, my grandparents, for the holidays. You know, we could only visit from a distance. We had a visit through a window. This year, everybody hopefully is vaccinated and booster vaccinated. And now kids can be vaccinated as well. I have heard from some friends of mine who have kids of that age, they're a little hesitant. They want to see how the rollout's going to go. And, you know, if kids are having reactions, they're waiting a little while. Is that a wise thing to do?
Well, you know, if this were August or September, I would say, yeah, that might not be a bad idea. But we're talking November already. So really, if you think about it, two shots, 21 days apart, you get it now. Everyone's covered at Thanksgiving. You know, that's our biggest point right now, is let's slow the spread as we get into these large indoor groups. So, you know, we've proven that vaccines work. Look at how many kids get, you know, kids get 20 vaccinations before they're over the age of five. So certainly one more is going to work and really is going to make an impact on this illness.
Now, overall, since more people are getting vaccinated, now kids are being vaccinated, people are getting their boosters, are we seeing numbers overall going down?
Yeah, you know what? They're not going down as quickly as we had hoped they would. We're kind of still just kind of hanging steady. Hospitalizations are hanging steady, and we really thought that they would be down. And then number of cases certainly is decreasing, but not as rapidly as we thought. But again, you know, we've got to slow the spread of this as we're getting, it's colder, we're getting indoors more, we're having closer contact. People are starting to maybe let their guards down a little bit, and we certainly do not want another peak here in the next couple of months.
Yeah. Before we go to the break, an interesting and I think fair question on our text line from 847, didn't Dean have COVID? Yes, he did. It was about a year ago. It was right after Thanksgiving of last year. Why is he being vaccinated and booster shotted? Please have Dr. Kevin Most explain.
Right. So really what we don't know is how long natural immunity lasts. So individuals who got COVID certainly have some immunity, but we don't know how long that lasts. So really what the studies have shown is if you got vaccinated, even if you got a breakthrough case, you should be in line for a booster. But we don't know how natural immunity. You have to remember, some people had COVID and were totally asymptomatic. Other people were COVID and ended up in the ICU. So you had this wide spectrum of illness. So just by saying, I had COVID, we don't know how the immune response, not only how long, how well it impacted, but how long it will last. So until we get some more information on natural immunity, because a lot of people are using that as a reason to not get vaccinated. And I can tell you, if you look at the studies, you have a much higher chance of getting a second case of COVID than you do if you were vaccinated and had COVID.
Now, I've heard there's so much information out there, and you know, so much of it is completely untrue. I've heard that if you have a reaction to a COVID vaccine or a booster, that means that your system is working. It's working to protect you if you get a reaction. I had no reaction except this stupid sore arm that I have right now. Does that mean that my immunity was already high?
Well, we really don't know. You know, some people, when they get vaccinated, they are going to get this, wow, I felt terrible for a day, you know, and we don't want that to be side effects. We don't want to be a reason to not get vaccinated. And certainly it does tell you that your immune system is kicking in. But individuals who I had both shots and had very minimal symptoms, but I still feel very confident that I have great protection. So I wish we could make it based on side effects. Gosh, the guy who had the worst side effects has the best protection. The guy who had no side effects, boy, we have to worry about them. But that certainly hasn't played out.
Yeah, okay. By the way, all kinds of people on our text line echoing the same kind of experience at Osco pharmacies that I had, of where it was so simple and easy in 10, 15 minutes. They were in and out. They got their boosters, their vaccines, in and out, no problems at all. So good for them. Good for them for figuring out an easy way to do this. One other personal question regarding my booster shot. Kevin, was it wrong for me to stand there and demand a lollipop because I was such a good patient getting my booster with the technician?
Well, it depends. Were there any like 6 or 7 year olds looking at you and shaking their heads?
Yes. Like, oh, yes. Why is the big bald man crying like a baby? I believe is right. What one of them said.
Right. Doesn't he still have Halloween candy left? What's wrong with him?
Yeah. One of them said, out of the way, fatty. Now that was unnecessary. That was completely unnecessary. More with Dr. Kevin Most. Are you getting a cold, by the way?
You know what? I'm just a little congested today, but feeling fine.
All right. You better get rid of that cold for next week at tree time. We don't want to have
Oh, yeah, I definitely will.
We don't want to have to put you in a plastic isolation booth. So questions for Dr. Most, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 708 area code. Kevin says, do you think it'll be safe to host family members for holiday dinners, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc. this year compared to last year, which includes extended family members, even family members you haven't been living with since all of this started? What's the word on that?
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, a year ago at this time, none of us had been vaccinated, so we certainly were kind of stepping back. And I would tell people, if they've been fully vaccinated with a booster, that's great. Individuals who haven't been, ask them to get a test. You know, I don't think that's being rude. Say, hey, would you mind getting a test? You know, you have to get tests before you do a lot of different things right now. And that would just be reassuring to everybody to make sure everyone feels protected and feels good. But those who are fully vaccinated, certainly, I think this year will be 1 year getting together. We need that from a mental health point of view. But certainly there are still individuals that say, you know, I'm still a little hesitant. So don't push it. But if people are comfortable, I think you can do it safely.
Yeah. If they agree to be tested before they come to your family gathering, is it okay to not have masks on inside if everybody is tested negative?
Yeah, you know, that's the question, the million-dollar question because of that window. And it's difficult, right? How many people are really going to wear a mask when you're talking, having a beverage, eating? So it's really one of those where it's going to come down to personal preference and comfort. But certainly I would say that those individuals who are not vaccinated should be masked indoors, as we're asking now.
Yeah, here is Sarah with Dr. Kevin Most. Hi, you're on WGN.
Have a question, and thank you for taking my call. A friend of mine tested positive for the COVID rapid test, but negative for the PCR. So what does that mean?
Yep, Sarah.
So what does PCR mean?
It's the more accurate test.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So that's a more of a DNA test versus the other. So we know that there can be false negatives and false positives with the rapid test. It's not as accurate as the polymerase chase reaction test. So certainly the PCR test is going to be the one that you're going to believe. So
really?
She probably had a false positive, but then got the accurate test was a negative. Now, that being said, hopefully she got that done at a healthcare facility where someone else collected the specimen and she didn't collect it herself. We're kind of hesitant sometimes when we're asked to collect our own specimen because we don't want to do any harm to ourselves and we don't want it to be uncomfortable. But certainly we want to make sure that we get the right specimen so that the results are accurate.
Okay, but should she be tested again then? And if both tests are negative, then she's good?
Yep,
would that mean that she would that mean that she wouldn't have had COVID then?
Correct. So if she gets another, let me make sure I'm answering this right. She gets another PCR test and it's negative. She does not have COVID now. Can I tell you that she didn't have COVID in the past? No.
Mm-hmm. Not sure.
Not an active infection. Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. Does it make any difference? I mean, would somebody be treated differently, Kevin, who had COVID in the past as opposed to somebody who hasn't? Does it make any difference?
No, it really doesn't. Again, we get down to natural immunity and saying, oh, I had COVID, therefore I don't need to be vaccinated. Or I had COVID in the past, I don't need to wear a mask. But we know that individuals who have had COVID can certainly get a second infection. So the person who had COVID and has been vaccinated is much safer and much less likely to spread the illness to anybody else.
847 area code says, I got a Johnson & Johnson vaccine some time ago. Should I go to get another booster Johnson & Johnson vaccine, or can I do Moderna and Pfizer?
So this answer for me is extremely simple. If you got Johnson & Johnson, you should be getting a second shot right now. And if I was you, I would get either Moderna or Pfizer. Moderna, Johnson & Johnson followed by Moderna, 76-fold increase in antibodies. Johnson & Johnson followed by Pfizer, 35%.
Wow.
Johnson & Johnson followed by Johnson & Johnson, 4%.
Wow.
So certainly you want to go, and if you got Johnson & Johnson, follow that up with one of the mRNAs, in other words, Pfizer or Moderna. I would not recommend a Johnson & Johnson followed by a Johnson & Johnson, just because the impact of the others is so strong.
Interesting. Why is the mixture higher, shall we say? My two originals were Pfizer's. The booster that I got was Moderna, based on what we've talked about here.
Yep.
Why is that? Why is there a higher protection rate?
Well, I think with Johnson & Johnson, initially what they really should have done, and we talked about this way back before, Johnson & Johnson came out and said, we're one shot, but they were running a two-shot study to show. And that's unfortunate. I mean, they got into the market, but certainly didn't get the biggest impact. Now, when you have an opportunity where you had Johnson & Johnson, which is looking at one portion of the spike protein, and now you couple it with Moderna that's looking at another portion of the spike protein, now you have double the chance of this working. So certainly mixing and matching with Johnson & Johnson is the way to go.
773 area code asking, how is Dr. Most feeling after his car accident a couple of weeks ago? It sounds like you're doing okay. Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Still hurts to lay on my stomach. I still have chest wall pain, but didn't break any ribs, which is nice. I saw one of our trauma surgeons at CDH, and he said, you know, if you'd been 10 years older, an airbag like that will normally break 5, 6, 7 ribs.
Wow.
So I think I just have a little cartilage damage. But, hey, I'm on this side of the flowers is all I can say.
There you go. We're glad that you're doing well. We hope you continue to recover. And we're looking forward to seeing you live out at Tree Time in Lake Barrington next week. Kevin, have a great day today. Thank you, sir.
Great, Dean. Thank you.